A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourself in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward him by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction, with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare among us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Thus says the Lord, you shall not wrong any widow or orphan. Gypsies. It was in early September of 1976 that my classmates and I arrived in Rome to begin our studies. And the first 2 weeks were devoted to get acclimated to the city of Rome, the culture, the people. And one of the seminarians that was on the orientation committee spoke on what to expect when you walk through the streets of Rome. He said, there are many people who are going to be asking you for money. He said, use your own discretion. But he said, there is a group of people that are really going to hound you for money. I don't know how they got the name, but they were called gypsies. They were dressed in very floral and very bright colored clothing, be panhandling, begging for money. They looked like they were in need, but we also were told that some of them are actually quite wealthy people that dress up that way to see what they can get. And if you think they were good in panhandling, they were even better at pickpocketing. You had to watch your wallet very carefully. We get bombarded with that a lot, whether it is physically or through the mail. You give to one charity, and by God, within 2 weeks, you get a letter from the same organization asking for more money. Or they will sell your name to another charitable organization, then you get letters from them. People get very confused because they'd like to give, but there is only so much they can give. I remember one time visiting my mother, and she was upset because she was getting all these letters, and I said, I'll make it easy for you. I took the envelopes, tore them in two, threw them in the garbage. I said, there, that takes care of it. But we do get bombarded, and we wonder how much can we give and how much can we really support in charity. Because as we heard in our first reading, giving to charity is a very noble task. We are all called as Catholics and Christians to be charitable. But how much can we and how far can we go? I think our first reading to some extent will help give us some idea. As we heard today in our first reading from the book of Exodus, surprise, surprise, it's not from Isaiah. And this passage occurs after Moses had received the Ten Commandments. The Lord was revealing to him all the law as much as he could in telling the people, this is what you are to do in your loving relationship with me and others. There are three groups of people that the Lord makes known to Moses that you are to have a tender compassion for them: widows, orphans, and aliens. The first two are easy. At that time, when a woman had lost her husband as her spouse, she basically, if she didn't have anything, she had nothing. And no one was ever going to give her support. She had to work hard to scrounge just to get anything, just even to stay alive. When children lost their parents, they too were left on their own. There was no need to take care of them. And so they were on their own. The aliens were people who perhaps were no longer in their homeland. And the Lord pointed out to Moses, he said, you make sure you tell the Israelites that they were at one time aliens. They were in Israel, we would know today, and because of the great famine, they migrated to Egypt to find food. But while they were there, over the course of time, they became the slaves of the Egyptians. God heard their prayer, got them out of the land of slavery to lead them to a land called they could call their own and a promised land. So he said, don't forget that you were aliens and as once upon a time, a people without a homeland. And God was so strong, he said, if you ignore any of these groups, my wrath is going to flare up. You will see how tremendously angry I will be because you have not been compassionate to them. We get even a better understanding in our gospel passage for today, where the Pharisee had approached Jesus, who knew the law well, and he just didn't want to be inquisitive. He was going to try to test Jesus. And said, of all the laws, all the commandments that God has given to us, which two are the greatest? Now, initially, it looks very easy. The Lord said, first of all, you love God above all things. Your entire being is driven to love God first. But then you are to love your neighbor as yourself. Sounds easy, doesn't it? But it's a tremendous challenge to put that into practice. I don't think the Pharisee knew fully what the Lord was saying until he understood later. That means that we're called to show love and compassion. Now, to get back to what I had said earlier, you and I get bombarded daily with people asking for money. How do we respond based on what we heard in our first reading and gospel passage for today? First of all, we give. It is a noble task. It is in sacred scripture, going all the way back to the book of Genesis, that we should give back to God 10% of what he has given to us. That's called tithing. We tithe in return to show our love and appreciation to God for blessing us. Now, sometimes that's going to be very difficult. With people with fixed income, it can't be 10%. But we want to give to show our love and our charity to God. Secondly, to whom do we give? We want to give to support the work of the church. That should be our main contribution. But we also want to support those organizations that are truly charitable. They should be based on our Catholic teaching and practice. Also, find out from them how much of their money goes to the people in need. I think you will be shocked to find there are some that not even 50% of the money goes to them, but rather is kept for what they call administration. The Lord wants us to be charitable, and in being charitable, then we understand the capacity of God's love. And then God's love has a place in our heart. In return, we are blessed. We can't count probably the material things of the blessings, but certainly there are spiritual blessings that are given in return. We are called to be charitable, and we hope that we can give as according to our means, to show our love and appreciation to God for his blessings to us, but how we can help the least of our brothers and sisters. Perhaps it's not widows and orphans in this day and age, but it'd be good to see who are the orphans and the modern day widows, people who deserve our attention, our support, and our love. Let us pray that God will bless all the charity that we do, for it is to show our love to God and our fellow neighbor. Just as a reminder that to parishioners, you receive the information on St. Gabriel's raffle. The tickets and the money needs to be turned in next Sunday morning because the drawing is next Sunday afternoon. So please get out and sell and get that back to us by next Sunday morning.